Good afternoon and welcome to this week's Public Health Matters. I am Tammy Smith, Director of Nursing at the Coshocton County Health Department. Today I will be discussing measles and prevention against this disease. It's important to note that there are two different types of measles. Measles or rubeola, which I will be talking about today, and rubella, which is also known as German measles or three-day measles. This is caused by a different virus. I would like to start off by giving a brief history about measles disease. Did you know that one of the first written accounts of measles was published back in the 9th century? In 1912, when measles became a nationally notifiable disease in the United States, an average of 6,000 measles-related deaths were reported every year. In 1978, CDC set a goal to eliminate measles from the United States by 1982. Although this goal was not met, widespread use of measles vaccine drastically reduced the disease rates. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases ever known and is an important cause of death and disability among children worldwide. Measles can be dangerous, especially for babies and young children, and is easily transmitted to others. This highly contagious virus lives in the nose and throat mucus of an infected person and can spread through the air when an infected person coughs and sneezes. The measles virus can live for up to 2 hours in an airspace where the infected person coughed or sneezed. If other people breathe the contaminated air or touch an infected surface, then touch their eyes, nose, or mouths, they can become infected. Measles is so contagious, up to 90% of the people close to a person with measles who are not immune or vaccinated will also become infected. Infected people can spread measles to others from 4 days before through 4 days after the rash appears. Here are some signs and symptoms to be aware of and watch for. The symptoms of measles generally appear about 7 to 14 days after a person is infected. The measles typically begins with a high fever, cough, runny nose, and red watery eyes. 3 to 5 days after these symptoms begin, you'll generally see a rash start to break out. It starts on the face at the hairline, then spreads downward toward the rest of the body. When the rash appears, a person's fever may spike to more than 104 degrees. Measles can be serious in all age groups, especially for children younger than 5 years of age, and adults older than 20 years of age are more likely to suffer from complications. Common complications are ear infections and diarrhea. Serious complications include pneumonia, encephalitis, and even death. 1 in 5 people in the U.S. who get measles will be hospitalized. About 1 child out of every 1,000 who gets measles will develop encephalitis or swelling of the brain that can lead to convulsions and can leave the child deaf or with intellectual disability. As many as 1 out of every 20 children with measles gets pneumonia, the most common cause of death for measles in young children. You can protect yourself and protect your loved ones by getting vaccinated. Measles can be prevented with the MMR vaccine. The vaccine protects against 3 diseases, measles, mumps, and rubella, or German measles. The CDC recommends children get 2 doses of MMR vaccine, starting with the first dose at 12 months of age and the second dose at ages 4 through 6 years or prior to entering kindergarten. Teens and adults should also check their immunization records to be sure they are updated on their MMR vaccines. The MMR vaccine is very safe and very effective. 2 doses of MMR vaccine are about 97% effective at preventing measles, while 1 dose is about 93% effective. Adults, if you were born on or after 1957, you need at least 1 dose of MMR vaccine unless a laboratory confirmed that you had a past measles infection or are immune to measles. People 6 months of age and older who will be traveling internationally should be protected against measles before any international travel. Healthcare workers should also be vaccinated. Women of childbearing age should get checked by their doctor to make sure they are vaccinated before they become pregnant. To conclude, I would like to leave you with an update on the current measles outbreak happening right here in the U.S. Preliminary data from the CDC shows 981 individual cases of measles have been confirmed in 26 states, dates ranging from January 1st through May 31st of this year. This is the greatest number of cases reported in the U.S. since 1992 and since the measles was declared eliminated in 2000. Ohio has several neighboring states with confirmed measles cases, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Kentucky. If you have questions regarding measles or the MMR vaccine, please contact your physician's office or the county health department. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Public Health Matters, and be sure to listen again next Thursday at 12:30. Have a great day and be well.